So ran the old man's exhortation, shrewd from a long lifetime in the ways of war. It gladdened Agamemnon, who said to him, "I wish you had the same force in your legs as in your fighting heart. I wish your strength were whole again. The wrinkling years have worn you. Better some other soldier had your age and you were still among the young." And Nestor, Earl of Gerenia, charioteer, replied, "Agamemnon, I too could wish I were that man who killed the great Euthalion, but the immortal gods have given men all things in season. Once my youth, my manhood, now my age has come. No less for that I have my place among the charioteers to counsel and command them. Duties fit for elder men these are. The young can be good lancers, good with spears, men who were born in a later day and still can trust their powers." The son of Atreus heard him out, and passed happily onward. Next he found Menestheus, the good horse-handler, son of Peteos, waiting, surrounded by Athenians, good hands in battle. Near him, too, the great tactician, Odysseus, had his place, with Cephallenians in ranks around him, not at all feeble. These waited, for word of battle had not reached them, but only a first ripple in the lines of Trojans and Achaeans. There they stood, as though they waited for some other troop to move out and make contact with the Trojans. Surveying these, Lord Agamemnon, marshal of fighting men, in urgent speech rebuked them. "Son of Peteos, whom the gods reared, you too, Odysseus, hero of battle guile and greed, why both so deferential, so retiring? Waiting for other troops? You too should be among the first in action, in the blaze of combat, as you both are first to hear my word of feasting every time we Achaeans prepare a feast for our staff officers. There is the fare you like, roast meat and cups of honey-hearted wine, all you desire. But now you'd gladly see 10 troops ahead of you moving up to attack with naked bronze." Odysseus, the wily field commander, scowled at him and answered, "Son of Atreus, what is this panic you permit yourself? How can you say we'd let a fight go by, ever, at any time when we Achaeans against the Trojans whet the edge of war? If you will make it your concern, you'll see the father of Telemachus in action, hand to hand in the enemy's front ranks. Your bluster is all wind.